Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yeah. Do us a favour if you would love us to remain a podcast.
No, start.
We're on the brink of destruction.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Ethan James?
Brink of destruction. If we're already halfway there.
We need you to subscribe, get involved, show us some love. Otherwise, Ethan, what will happen?
I'll just fucking welly myself over the head with a hard object.
None of that's true, but do subscribe.
Just subscribe. How you been? I'm fabulous, mate.
Oh, yeah.
I'm running high life.
Are you excited for
ask
the weekend?
Ask me why.
What? Oh, sorry.
I'm going to Galway.
I didn't really ask.
Thank you, everyone, for getting involved. It's the Super Bowl this weekend as well, so yeah. If you notice we're in Galway, this will be out before that, which might show the Super Bowl. Get involved. Yeah. Big for you, the Super Bowl, isn't it?
I love it. I'm going to my cousin's house. He lives near Nottingham. I'm going to drive over there.
Do you do that regularly?
This will be the third or fourth year we've done it.
Talk us through your night.
So, here's the plan. I'm going over Sunday morning. Yeah. Okay? Early start. Drive over there. Hopefully it hasn't snowed so bad that I can't get there.
It'll be sound.
Yeah. Then we're going out to the pub in the afternoon.
You don't think Arsenal
are playing. Oh, and then in the afternoon after that, United have got Villa. I'm not on the watch along this time.
Are you not on the watch along on Sunday?
No, I'm off.
Okay. I didn't get the call.
Well, someone did. Don't worry about that. Here's the problem though. If you start drinking at 2 p.m, the watch along, the Super Bowl doesn't start till like midnight ish.
Yeah.
I'm not someone who can continue all the way till 4 a.m. starting at 2. You know what?
What? You can't.
On booze, I can't. So there's the crucial middle hours. This is where we stop and we nap. We hit a small little nap
you
in the afternoon.
You are going to your cousin's to nap.
Well, not just to nap.
No, this is weird.
Why? I've got my own bed.
You've got your own bed at cousin's. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a bedroom.
You have planned a week. Imagine this, Ethan. A weekend away with the boys and 2 hours, 3 hours in, you're napping.
Little snoozing surrounding, yeah? What's up with that? So then we come out of the nap. Then it's on, okay? So you're looking at about sort of 6:30, 7. Now it's Uncle Joe's famous chicken wing recipe.
Go on.
It's been mastered, it's been tweaked, it's been changed down the years. So it used to be, start off, they're always baked, by the way, because I'm not deep frying. I don't like too much oil.
Air fryer's not bad these days.
That's not a bad idea, but we ain't got one.
Do you want to borrow one?
I'm not taking an air fryer on a car journey.
Only small.
Let's talk post-pod. It used to be a very flour-based batter. Now, the upsides of flour is, obviously, you get that sort of depth of crunch.
Yeah.
And once it gets crispy, it's like thicker, it's crustier. The downside is, it loses its crispness quite quickly. And you also have to bake it for quite a long time to get any crunch.
Yeah, I'd have thought you'd have to bake it for a while.
You do. So what we've done instead is, over the years, we've slowly upped the amount of cornstarch and baking powder. Both of these things get in that extra crisp. So it's heavily cornstarched now. You've got your baking powder as well. Garlic powder, paprika, a little bit of cayenne, onion powder, pepper. That's just in the main mix. And then here's the little tip. Put some Frank's Red Hot into the flour batter.
Nice.
So you're getting these small clusters of sort of juicy gristle nipples. Put the chicken wings in that. Roll it in. Stuff them in the oven. Oil both sides. 20 minutes
each. You're separating your chicken wing?
Yeah. Flat. Slice.
With scissors?
No, use it with a knife.
Yeah.
And then they come out. But the problem is, every single year we've missed the national anthem because I've been making chicken wings too late. So this year...
Is that a big thing for you? Do you stand up on that?
I love it, yeah.
Because obviously you're half American.
Yeah. So I love
the
national
words?
Anthem. Yeah. So then we're going to have chicken wings, nachos, and then we're watching the Super Bowl. And then you watch the Chiefs win and everyone gets sad because they win it all the time. And it's boring. And then you go to bed at 4 a.m.
We're United fans. We were used to that, weren't we, back in the day?
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, it's like watching City now, really, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Do you watch the Super Bowl?
I mean, I like everything around it. e.g. the fact that chicken wings are often on play.
Yeah.
I think chicken wings led me into knowing what the Super Bowl was.
Yeah.
I was like, because Bunny Jackson's used to put it on, and I went, what's this Super Bowl? Growing up, I honestly thought it was a bowling competition.
Yeah.
And you know, when Janet Jackson got a nipple out, I thought, imagine that on like the bowling alley.
The lawn bowls.
Yeah.
But it's like no, nanny it's not. Plays.
Why is it called a bowl, though? Super Bowl. Why? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know why it's called the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl. Obviously, as a kid, I thought, oof. Is it I wonder how many Cocoa
Pops. Is it to do with the stadium?
I was going to say, is it to do with the stadium? Because I know there's like the Rose Bowl, isn't there?
Oof.
But the Super Bowl, I guess maybe it's like the Super...
Do you have something. A Super Bowl in your house when you get hungry for Cocoa Pops?
I do, actually. Yeah, it's like boy. On the it's like a big terracotta one. I think it's like an outdoor. I think it's a plant pot.
Sexy.
Basically, but sometimes you feel that. What's your favourite cereal?
You're
pigging out. Let me set the scene.
It's a great
big week at work. Oh, sorry, Joe. You know, you're meant to be doing the weekend shift, but we've got to cancel it. Sorry about that. The weekend has just opened wide up. Friday night.
I'm not bothered about losing weight anymore.
No, Friday night, you've had a few beers.
Come on, man.
You wake up. You're not like hanging, but you just, you can feel you've had a few drinks. You just want to sit on the sofa. You've brought the quilt down from upstairs. You and Becky there. What is in the bowl? And what milk is it?
In a period of time, this is second place, but in a period of time, maybe 2006, I would have gone for Cocoa Pops. Yeah. They were at their peak in 2006. I have seen the steady decline of the pop, leading me to pick the Crunchnut Clusters.
Ooh.
Which are fucking lethal.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of sugar kicking about.
So much sugar.
But you know, blue milk, crack on.
Oh my God. Blue milk as well.
I know, blue milk as well.
This is hey, cream.
Your Honour.
What about you, Ethan? What's your top cereal?
The last cereal I had in maybe the last, I can't even think, 10 years? Maybe I'm not really a cereal man. Would be, I don't know its name, but it was rather colourful in America.
Oh,
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
Fucking hell, sent me off me tits. Honestly.
It might be Lucky Charms. Or Fruit Loops. Oof.
Or Fruit Loops, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Packed a punch. Really colourful. I had it in the morning, really early on, and I was a bit wired afterwards.
Wait a sec. So you tell
me cereal in the morning.
Cereal
wow.
in the morning. Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that idea from?
Well, I just honestly in that moment, they ran out of everything else in the buffet,
wow.
So I had a bit of half a bread, a bagel,
half a bread and a bagel.
Sorry. I've had a say.
He had a bit of half a bread, so presumably somewhere in the region of a quarter of bread.
And where are you in the world?
In New Jersey. New Jersey.
Are you in a
all
hotel
that's on
or
the
something?
Buffet is half a bagel.
Half a bagel.
A bit of bread.
Some cereal.
Are you stealing breakfast from a homeless person?
Mushrooms. Sorry, I just remembered mushrooms. That was all that was there, but I had to get in me. I was starving.
Did you just remember mushrooms exist, or did you remember mushrooms?
It was half a bread. When I say half a bread, I meant to say
half a bread.
Sorry,
that isn't something that can be said.
Oh well,
I had a bit of half a bread. So, what's your favourite cereal? Fucking no one I've ever met is as good at turning a simple question into a story that's nothing to do with the question.
Probably Cocoa Pops.
Yeah.
Nice, I like it. There's always sort of like a weird tale about Ethan's.
Yeah,
sort
there
of
is.
Like
just tell us
loves,
your favourite cereal.
Oh,
man.
My Uncle John did this and he shoved his Cocoa Pops up my bum.
Yeah, classic. Of course, I was at the bum with you.
Eat it again. Ethan, you got your car MOT'd the other day.
Oh, yeah, it's a great podcast story.
Tell us.
Oh, well, you see, I went to get my car MOT'd. And I dropped it off and I went to the gym. They rang me straight away. I left the gym, went back to the MOT place and went, look, the situation is here. You put a little note saying that the washer pump's not working anymore. I'm not going to do it now because it'll fill its MOT. Bring it back on Tuesday. So I went, all right. Went to get back to the gym, wasn't allowed back in because I immediately went in and left and thought it was suspicious. So I went back on Tuesday. Went to get my MOT done.
Wait, so I don't really get what happened there.
Oh, it's all right. Ask away.
He said, thank you. So he said, don't do your MOT now because your windscreen fluid isn't working.
He said, so I said, this is a problem. He went, look, I don't have time to fix it. He said, bring it on Tuesday. I went, all right.
And you can get something like that done pretty easy at like Halfords or something like that, can't you?
Oh, that's where I am.
Halfords sent you away.
So you were meant to go away and in your own time get this thing fixed and bring it back to him fixed?
No, I was meant to bring it back so he has more time to fix it and do the MOT so he doesn't have to fail me. He can just take it next time. You have a little check, fix it, do the MOT.
But he didn't have time to do the MOT and fix it on that day.
That's correct.
Cool.
So I went back.
What?
Go on. What?
He booked you in to do an MOT.
Oh, no.
He would have just failed him and said, I'll fix that on Tuesday. Whereas this way he said, I'll do both on Tuesday and that way I don't have to fail you. He's helping Ethan out.
So next thing you know, we repeat the day. I drop the car off. I need to tell you this thing I do. Do you know how I get a wee bit nervous that sometimes when I forget things? So I drop the car off this time. He goes, number plate, please. And I just see a jumble of letter and numbers. And I go, I'm sorry, that's completely wrong. And then I said it again, but I said it in reverse. I just completely lose my mind in a panic. And I went, I'm so sorry, mate. I don't know why I do that. He was like, it's all right. Anyway, off I pop to the gym because it's nearby. And then I get a phone call. Passed with flying colours. I'm like, that's suspicious. No mention of the repair. So I run back to the garage and I go, what the hell's happening here? Like, did it pass?
Why did you ask questions?
Well, I wanted to know because I wanted my pump fixed.
Would you? I'd have just, if he went, that's your MOT passed and you had suspicions, I'd have gone, cheers, mate.
You get
that's
out
it now
here.
For another year. You'd be like, because what if you start asking, fiddling about, your fingers are in all sorts of places.
But the problem with an MOT,
he goes, actually, all right, yeah, you're
the
right.
Problem with an MOT, it's not your GCSEs, where as long as it says on a piece of paper you got an A, then you can go to A-levels. If your car's fucked, you break down when you're driving somewhere.
Yeah, I forgot that time that there was a crash on the M6 because of a water pump that wasn't working.
Well, it could have done because if it was part of the coolant system.
I think it was just, do you know what I mean, the pump that just sprays stuff out of your windscreen.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. When he crashes into a murder of crows and his windscreen's covered in blood and he can't clean it off, then what?
All right, well, go on then. What did he say?
Well, the man said, he looked at me and he went, oh, yes, you did mention that, Ethan. I'm going to disappear into the back. So I had a little sit down and they had, is it Ainsley Harriet who does the cooking programme?
Yeah.
I watched him for a bit. I sort of think, God, he's a weird fucker. Anyway, next thing I do, they come back through and they go, what's the number plate, Ethan? And I start listening. I get it wrong again.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Honestly, and I go, oh, no, sorry, it's this. And I go, oh, it's all right, Ethan. We understand. And they went, basically, the good news and the bad news. Good news, you passed the MOT. Bad news is, it suspiciously worked the pump during the test, and now it's suddenly stopped working again on the ramp. I was thinking, you just haven't bloody checked it, have you?
Yeah.
You made a big fib up, but he said...
And do you know something? This actually confirms a suspicion I've always had about MOTs, is that it's just mechanics fucking about. And I don't think an MOT is even a real thing. I think you get your MOT license on the front of the forecourt, you're legally allowed to give an MOT, and this literally, they didn't even check it, because obviously it never worked.
Yep.
He's passed his MOT. Oh, let me just check. They did mention something about that, actually, which doesn't make sense, because if you just checked it, you wouldn't say he did mention something about that. He said, no, we checked it and it works, but he didn't. They just send it in the back, have a cup of tea. So, yeah, your MOT sorted. Fuck off. I knew this was the case.
Fucking Halfords.
Halfords as well, a big company that.
New sponsors.
That's why
you've
got to go
week,
to your local. That's why you got to go to your local mechanic. Don't go to Halfords.
Yeah, but then you run the risk of the alternative being
scabbed.
that they're having a slow week. The poor mechanics.
That's true.
They start bursting your tyres, breaking a couple of pipes, and then you don't know what's wrong. You're paying £500. Next thing you know. So if some
we're so untrustworthy.
If everyone fancies doing the middle ground, whether they're just doing MOT properly, I obviously I'll leave my car.
You what?
I lease my car. I don't lease own it.
Not leaf.
No, I didn't steal it. And when they call you up and go, hi, Mr. McGrath. Hello, how are you? Here's your car. We're just figuring out a deal for you.
Figuring out a what?
No fingering. We're figuring out a deal for you. Oh. How many miles a year do you think you're going to do?
Oh, shit.
I don't know. About 8,000.
And you just guessed, didn't you?
Guessed.
Did you base it on any facts, any evidence of whatsoever, any maths?
No. Put it this way. I am 400 miles
away from hitting my limit, and I've got this car for another 8 months. Becky was like, can you drop me off thingy in Bury? And I googled it and went, 30 miles away, you can fuck off. That's 60 unnecessary miles I'm going to be doing. So like every journey matters. What's that? Who's the slogan there? Every journey matters. That's literally me.
So have you worked out how many times you can get into like Media City or whatever?
I've worked out that I'm fucked.
You are fucked.
And that's why I get the train these days.
What's the charge for going over?
It's not too much, but it's principle. I'm a man of my word.
I'm only doing
8,000 miles a year.
So next time, are you going to just drive less, or are you going to change and say 12,000 a year?
They say, they might offer me an extension. In fact, I might even send them this and say, just let us off for a little bit.
What? Why?
This pod, we'll give them a shout out or something.
Go on then, down that camera.
Hello, Lease Plan. Thank you very much for helping me out over the last 4 years. 4 great years. Apologies for sending the car back with more miles on it than you would expect. Grimsby's far away.
Wait, we'll cut this, so don't worry. We could always pretend that my partner's family's from Grimsby and there was some family emergencies that we didn't account for. Then they can't really be mad at you.
There was 2 family emergencies.
Did I say that?
But they were real.
Yes, pretend.
Deaths.
Say that. Yeah, great, perfect. Love that. Yeah, say there was deaths. Amazing.
Weirdly, there was several family members that died at Alton Towers throughout the years. I mean, I had to go and check on them.
Check on them?
At Alton Towers.
Make sure they're still dead.
A couple of family members died in Blackpool as well, on the Pleasure Beach, so I had to go check on them.
Make sure they're still dead.
And they were definitely dead.
Yeah.
And I've been to Port Merion a few times.
No explanation for that.
No family members there, but it's just great this time of year.
Just a lovely day out. But that's going to be good.
So on a Friday show,
yeah,
we get quite philosophical.
Oh.
So I wanted to bring a new feature to Fridays.
Oh, wow.
And it is asking Ethan James questions that will change your life.
I love this.
Maybe one or two a week. Are you ready for this, Ethan?
This used to be a thing. This is a new feature. This used to be called Ask Ethan. And it was like,
oh yeah,
100 episodes ago.
What did we do?
We just decided that we asked me everything, I think.
I don't remember it, do you?
Yeah, I remember it, yeah.
Ask Ethan.
You're joking?
What? Give us an example of what we asked him.
What, you know, what?
Huh? What?
Just what's his, you know.
Go okay.
None of us know. Etc.
Here's question number one.
Yeah.
What are you pretending not to know?
What? What does that mean?
Ethan, are you pretending not to know what it means?
What are you pretending
what
not
are you
to
pretending
know?
Not to know?
Was this set up so I'm like, it's all like a paradox where I'm saying...
No, just listen to the question. He's answered it twice. He's asked you it twice.
All right.
Go answer it.
I don't know what that means.
What are you pretending not to know?
What am I pretending not to know? I'm an honest lad. I'm not pretending. Let's move on.
Okay. What are your values and are you being true to them?
No.
I'd say to be kind, to be, I always feel that you should do things that make you happy and others happy, as long as whatever that is isn't harming anyone, such as this podcast is, in a way, I'm helping people's mental health.
You know,
by making them feel, just to give them an escape. Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to bring you back for a second. Think about your life. Think about your crises.
Oh, God.
Get back to it. Don't keep hiding away from all your problems in YouTube videos.
Oh, God.
Give your mate a text. Apologise to that partner you once upset.
I do this.
What does he do? What did they do?
That time when you, you know...
What did they do?
Smack that other person's backside and said, whoa, That wasn't on, was it? You shouldn't do that. It's assault. And adultery.
Oh, this is crazy.
Wow.
Right, well, finally, what have you learnt today?
Oof. What have I learnt today? I've learnt this is a very long shift and I'm fucking knackered.
Oh, that's nice. Can you two pad about maybe your feelings about each other whilst I go get the 1 out of 10 club? Ethan, how do you feel about... No, Joe, how do you feel about Ethan?
Let's talk about Joe a little bit.
Right.
Do you think that he just brings food in that he wants to eat?
That's what you do.
I think yes. I think sometimes it might not make for great content because people won't have a clue what we're reviewing. Mm. But if you give a man an excuse to feed his dirty habits by making content out of it, or a career out of it, if you want to go that far, he goes along with that.
Yeah. What you got?
Right.
What is the 1 out of 10 club, first of all?
It's really awful food, and it could be anything. From shit drinks to poor snacks to what I've got today, a poor baked good.
Ooh, poor baked
you
good.
You presented us with the muffin.
Oh, the muffin. Muffin. Shocking.
Was one of your dark days.
Shocking.
And muffin. I think you owe people an apology, which I know you won't give.
What for?
For bringing in the chocolate muffin. It was delicious.
No, chocolate muffins are terrible. They don't even taste like chocolate.
The gooey centre.
They barely even taste like muffin.
I've brought in something of that elk.
Oh, is it an elk? Is that is the it an seafood elk? Is it an thing?
You're about a whelk. He meant ilk.
Oh, sorry.
Of the ilk. I see it as a good that is on offer to us every day.
Oh, yeah.
But if you get one, you're a fool. Becky bought some home the other day. They cost her £3.50. Fool.
£3.50 for how many?
For one.
Oh, wow.
And it had nothing on other items that compete alongside.
Where do we find them? Where do we find them?
Everywhere.
Oh, can't even guess.
I present to you
£3.50.
The pan au chocolat.
Oh, wow.
Flappy mess. That tends to be the cool brother to the croissant.
Interesting.
But yet the sliver of dark chocolate or whatever it is holds no mustard to how big it really should be. Now, this one, I've never tried before. It's Sainsbury's ones.
Holds
but
no
the
mustard.
One that they got from, like, it was like a posh cafe in Northern Quarter. Becky literally brought it home. Twice the size of that pastry-wise.
Yeah.
One sliver, tiny sliver of chocolate.
Yeah. It's right. The pan au chocolat, I think it's come sort of what flipped 180.
Oof.
I think when I first was made aware of it, obviously it's probably existed for 200 years in France or whatever. But I feel like when we were about 10, the pan au chocolat truly sort of came into its own in England. And immediately it shot to the top of the charts. It went above croissant, which is its sort of, like you said, its slightly more boring cousin. But I think in the last 10 or so years, it's gone like this. And the croissant has come way back into fashion, the plain croissant. And I think the pan au chocolat has almost gone into obscurity at this point. You never see people eating the pan au chocolat anymore. And maybe, let me see if I can work out why.
Fucking hell. Now, I hope you get what I get at here. I don't think it holds anything towards a croissant, an almond croissant.
Oh my God.
A chocolate sort of swirl.
An almond croissant is one of the best foods in the world.
A cinnamon sort of roll. A Danish pastry, it can't compete.
Keep listing.
French baguettes.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
It can't compete.
No.
And his only star player is the sliver of chocolate through it. And I get you. Yeah, it's lovely. But it is for me. If I'm going listing all my baked item goods, unfortunately, the pan au chocolat can't compete.
I'm quite impressed with your eye on this one. Because I'd noticed it, but I hadn't realised it. The pan au chocolat has gone wildly out of fashion. Wildly out of fashion. You never see people buying them or eating
it. No.
And you see people eating croissant all the time.
The croissant game's gone up a level. The circle croissants now.
I think that the croissant in a good bakery in the UK...
What was that? What noise was that then?
Don't know.
Oh!
I think the croissant in a good bakery in the UK is as good as a good croissant in France now.
You.
I think we've got it. I think we've got it.
But there's not much. Yeah, I agree with you, but this might be bad. But when it's just butter and a bit of fucking pastry.
Yeah, it's mostly just butter and flour, isn't it? Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Stop farting.
I'm not farting.
What else did you get? The pan of chocolate, Ethan.
It's not one. Right, let's be honest. It's not 1 out of 10. It's nice, but I like what you've done in terms of bringing to my attention how it has gone out of fashion. It is very uncool at the moment. They are not as good as a regular croissant, and I think for a long time a lot of people would have said
more chocolate,
of
please.
Course they're better because it's a chocolate version, but they're not. They're not as good, and I'm very impressed with you for noticing that.
What are you thinking, Ethan?
What if it were chocolate coated? What if? Why can't we do the inside out pan au chocolat?
What, a bar of chocolate stuffed with pastry?
That's
one of the most fucking mental things I've ever heard anyone say in my life.
I think it sounds fucking great, though.
A bar of chocolate stuffed with a fucking croissant.
But, I think that sounds lovely.
How could that work?
What I was going to say as well, have you ever tried the very berry croissant from Pret a Manger?
You used to talk about this bastard all the time. Oh, I've never had it.
Oh, it's way too expensive. But that beautiful sugary goodness and that jam makes you think jam. Like you never have jam, do you?
Nothing like a jam to make you think jam, is there?
But like you never really have jam. No, nobody has jam. Jam is.
Yes!
Fucking
A! I love
Top
jam!
Stop having a fucking chocolate croissant, man! Stop! What is this jam nonsense?
I'm fuming with you, Ethan! Jam!
Jam!
What is jam?
Nobody has. What is
How
jam?
Has jam?
Jam is hot food!
Jam is fucking everywhere!
What are you doing with this, man?
Dodgers!
What are you doing with this?
Jam, jam, roly polies!
Wham bam, thank you, jam!
Jam on toast.
But not anymore, really, is
right.
it?
It's not the question, is it? Pan au chocolat, 1 out of 10, yes or no?
When was the last time you bought jam?
No, that's not the question.
I can't remember.
Can't but remember your...
The pan au chocolat, if I can just steer us right on the right path...
Yeah, we'd love you to.
...is, gives you brilliant memories. You associate it with little trips to, like, Europe... I'm just thinking Europe. Holiday.
Where in Europe?
France or Spain. and you think, like, God, this is what a relaxing morning. I'm away from work. And that's what it took me to there. Maybe
what, when you were a kid, you were on holiday in Spain going, fucking hell, I'm so glad I'm away from work.
Right, yeah.
I'm not up a chimney anymore. Back then, when I was a kid, just having a week off work.
You know, I just felt at that moment, though, honestly, I felt a peace.
Right, so it's not going in the 1 out of 10 club then, is it?
No.
No.
Do you know what? And as soon as we turn this camera off, he'll be like, I fucking hate pan au chocolat.
Well, it's weird. It's
You've gone downhill, haven't you?
Yeah.
We're all a bit knackered, aren't we? I'm fucked.
Yeah.
So, happy Friday, everyone.
I didn't have a breakdown on Wednesday.
I know I did. I think I was there with you.
Why?
I thought you had a nervous breakdown on Tuesday.
Oh, maybe it was, yeah. Oof, good day.
You look bad on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I was off on Tuesday, so I didn't see you.
It wasn't because he was missing you, put it that way. No. I said, are you all right? And you just went, life's getting a lot.
No, it's all good, though.
Are you all right now?
Yeah, I feel a lot better, but I've just got, like, my eyes I haven't really been able to look at anything properly for about a week. But we're all right. Anyway, should we call it a day?
Yeah, thank you very much for watching. Patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. Do get involved. We've got a Discord on there for all the Patreon members. And we will have Patreon exclusives coming left, right and centre out of all orifices. And we have got a brand new launch coming very, very soon. Sloppy Joe's 2.0, maybe. See you later.
Bye.
Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Maybe.
Go the Chiefs.
No, come on, 49ers.
See you later.
69ers.